Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Barrett, two hands on the wheel and hands free. Hands free, right?
Hands free. I'm in the state of Georgia, John. I'm an upstanding member of society. I do not break laws. And first up, prayers up to Betty. And
secondly,
you know, we're friends, so I can be brutally honest with you. If somebody at the mall approached you about being a male model, that is the real life equivalent of a Nigerian prince emailing you and saying that you won the lottery.
Look, they said they need more good looking guys that are dads with great. And the thing is, though, with great hair.
You
said they needed
hair,
and they needed.
I say that as somebody who wants to chew guard his hair. So you
there we go. All right, Barrett. Now you were over to see Georgia and Auburn yesterday. CBS Sports. You check out Barrett Salee and also CBS HQ. So give me the skinny on. First of all, did Georgia do anything yesterday to more bolster their case in front of the committee that they are one of the best teams in the country?
I think they did. I know offensively, you know, they're pretty vanilla. They're like that by choice because they can do that. And I think what's obvious to me now is that when we talk about the eye test in terms of the college football playoff, really that's code for sexy offense. And really what Georgia is a sexy defense. I mean, they are incredible defensively. Now, I know Auburn's not a lot offensively, but if we're going to apply the eye test to teams like Oklahoma or, you know, LSU, which has a bad defense, we saw that yesterday, then why aren't we saying the same thing about Georgia that plays purposely vanilla offense?
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, though, as far as it's 21-0 in that game. Did Georgia start playing different defensively? Because all of a sudden, it looked like they sort of backed off a little bit. It looked like they were willing to, okay, we're going to let you complete some stuff. We're going to let you bleed some clock. And maybe they started that process way too early. Or am I wrong with that?
I don't think that's accurate. I think what happened, and Georgia falls victim to this too on offense, I think Auburn got in desperation mode, and they started playing more tempo and staying with that tempo and not substituting. And that's where Bo Nix is at his best, because, you know, we can talk about this hurry up offense that Gus Malzahn has, but the truth is, yes, they like to go fast, but yes, they also like to substitute specific players in specific packages, which ends up slowing them down. When they got in desperation mode, they didn't do that, and so that got Bo Nix into his comfort zone. So to me, that Georgia letting Auburn have two touchdowns was more about the situation forcing Gus Malzahn to do what he should have been doing anyway. But instead, he tried to prove that he was the smartest person in the room, like he always does, and that's why Auburn got in the hole to begin with.
Hey, it's Barrett Salee joining us here on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio, hands-free in the state of Georgia in case he's speeding by you at the moment. I have an NFL insider who will be having some reports later this morning, so I cannot share their name, but you'll hear the reports later, that there are NFL teams already being talked to that are concerned desperately about what the injury means to Tua and his draft stock. What is your thoughts on that? I don't want to paint the picture for you in any way, so you just tell it. You paint it for me. What do you feel about the whole situation?
Well, I mean, I had heard, I mean, honestly, before the injury, there were durability concerns. I mean, because let's go back to middle of last year, he injures his one leg, and then, you know, a couple of weeks later, he re-injures his knee going in on a rushing touchdown untouched against LSU. Hurts his ankle in the SEC championship game, hurts his other ankle in the SEC championship game, and now this ankle surgery a month ago. So there were already durability concerns. And so this, yeah, I mean, you hate it for Tua. You hate it for his family that this is happening, because clearly this is way more serious than anything that he went through in the past. But, I mean, I had already heard about durability concerns, and I think those were very valid. And then now, I mean, you have to wonder how scouts are going to approach it now, knowing that not only did he have those concerns, but now he's got a major injury that, I mean, there's not even a guarantee that he can come back and play quarterback at an elite level anymore. So, yeah, I mean, there's those concerns for sure.
How do you believe the Auburn loss by Oregon, now that all the other teams that seem to be competing to get into the college football playoff have beaten Auburn, will come into play in discussions in that room?
Well, it's huge. Auburn was the key to college football anyway, going into the season, because of the game against Georgia and the game against Alabama and the game against Oregon, and then the trickle-down effect that whatever happens in those situations has, you know, on a one-loss Oklahoma team or a one-loss Baylor championship team or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I think if you're looking around, if you're an Oregon fan and if you're Mario Cristobal, you're in a bad situation, because you already have a scenario where you can be a one-loss Pac-12 champion and get burned by a common opponent with a team that didn't win a division. So if Alabama were to beat Auburn, then the committee would have to weigh if that's more important, that comparable result is more important than a championship one that's based by and large by something silly like geography. So there's that. And then now you throw in the added wrinkle, if you're Oregon, of Alabama having to use Mac Jones on the road against Auburn, and how, you know, if there were committee members that did value and do value conference championships, does the fact that Alabama would hypothetically beat a common opponent with its backup quarterback supersede that? And the answer to me, I think unequivocally, is yes, it would. So, yeah, Oregon's in a really tough spot right now.
They really are. I have now had an offer put out to me here. So we may even have to set up a modeling shoot. That a local photographer here in Atlanta goes, we can get these headshots done and get you some work. Barrett, I'm pushing this, baby. I'm going to push this, baby.
That's a solicitation from the old glamour shots at the mall. And for my sake, since we're friends, I absolutely need you to get a glamour shot.
I think
style.
They said to do, maybe that this would be like, all I have to do is give them my 401k passcode, because they need to be able to like transfer some money back and forth to pay for the shots.
It's easy.
Don't worry.
See
you, Barrett. Take care, buddy.
Bye, John.
There you go, Barrett Salih. You absolutely love his stuff with CBS Sports. He is one of the best college football follows on social media, because he actually interacts with you. Now, he may call you dumb. He may get into a scuffle with you, but he's going to interact with you because he actually cares what you have to say. It's impressive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.